Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, and hello everybody. Welcome to our program. And tonight's title is very vital and interesting. Stay out of our business. Now, we're referring to the government, who is always butting in to our business. I got the idea for this show from a friend of mine who recently, who lived in Massachusetts, who recently had to go into the hospital due to an infection, most likely caused by one of the drugs that she takes for pain and the side effects of infection as a result of those drugs. And when she was in the hospital, she's multiply disabled, by the way. She uses the wheelchair, and she's also visually impaired. When she was in the hospital, they approached her to go into rehab. And she didn't want to go into rehab because she's had experience before where this rehab is affiliated with the nursing home. Now, understand, she's supposedly on this waiver program. Now, if she's on the waiver program, this shows you how stupid and disrespectful these jackasses are. If she's on the waiver program, why do they want to push her in the direction of the nursing home? Right away, that tells you that this waiver program is weak.
I'm going to say something.
It doesn't do a thing. Because if it did, they would know that you're on the waiver program. You cannot go into a nursing home. But that's not true.
Correct.
The damn nursing home is still there, and the waiver program can change in the blink of an eye. The criteria can change in the blink of an eye. So it got me to thinking, what's really happening here is these people are in our business.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run our lives. They give us something, and then they look for a thousand ways to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's happening, and that's why we as disabled people have tremendous problems. You know, and the politicians are the blame for this because they've set it up this way. You know, the money goes to the independent living programs. Those programs are dictated to by the politicians. They set them up. They set the rules. You know, you don't have an independent living center that can come to a disabled person and say, look, we're going to keep you out of a nursing home, period. We're going to raise the money. We're going to help you. We're going to keep you out of the nursing home. They can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're under rules and regulations. They're forced to be in people's business. And the government has created that. Everything that's set up in this system for the disabled works that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is the damn nursing homes are there ready to eat you up.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to change a system that is in our business and making it difficult for us. Tonight I was in the store with a friend of mine. I'm not going to mention the store, but it's one big food chain stores. And I want to thank John, by the way, for his $100 donation to Inner Sight and for helping
that
me
was nice.
Get some things for my dog. Thank you so much, John, for that. John, one of our volunteers. So I'm in the store, and a simple little thing that might not mean much to anybody, but it shows you how our freedom, how the government is in our business, right? So we go up to the cashier, and I know that the girl behind the counter, the cashier, usually a female, sometimes just a guy, has a name tag on her. So you can know her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't read that. And I put my hand down on the counter. I said, where's the sign that says your name that I can read?
You know? Yeah.
And it doesn't exist. And I'm thinking to myself, why the hell doesn't the government do something about this? A simple little freedom.
Yeah,
a simple little freedom that we don't have, that people take for granted, that they can call somebody by their name. You know, Stop and Shop wants to be more informal, supposedly. But they don't do a damn thing for a blind person who can't read their name. You know, and one time I went in there, they gave me a hell of a hard time because I couldn't read the label. I had to threaten them with my lawyer to get somebody to read the damn labels. So
that's crazy.
The government is in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not supposed to be their business. A person goes to work, a person has a job, they come home, they do their things, they take care of the family, whatever they do. The government is not in their business unless they become a criminal or break the law. The government doesn't interfere with their business. The only time that happens is if and when they become disabled. Then it's a whole other story. But ordinarily, the government doesn't interfere with their business. They go about their daily life, do what they got to do. They can. It's there for them. They don't have to fight with an agency to say, hey, I can't read this. I can't, you know, so on and so forth. Their business is not interfered with by the government. It only happens to us. Who are disabled, who have become disabled. So I want to talk about tonight how this can be remedied. You see, Inner Sight not only lets you know these things, we have the remedy. We have the solution to these things. And we're going to talk about that tonight. We're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, catering, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. And, of course, you'll see a great presence of Milton the Guide Dog, who was murdered at the Guide Dog School a year ago, July. If anybody would like to do a day for Milton, contact us. We're looking for a day for Milton. In other states, we did one in New York. And once again, I want to thank Ed Romaine, the current mayor of Brookhaven, who now will be taking over the Suffolk County executive post starting in January. I want to thank Ed for signing off on the proclamation for Milton. It means a lot to millions of us. So, a day for Milton, if you'd like to create one, get in touch with Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight hotline, or drop us an email, innersight1620, think of sweet 16, 1620 @gmail.com. Put your name and a contact number. So we can talk to you. You don't need any money to do this. It's the no money venture. And we'll explain to you how we did it and how last May was a big success. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Thank you so much, Joanne Diamond, the Key to Lady, for all your help over the years. Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. My dog loves her new harness, donated by the Key to Rescue. And we greatly appreciate that. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. If you want to send them an email, go to their website to see all the beautiful little bears. Inner Sight brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and the medical, when you're able to do it. Gary is the guy you talk to. He's a Long Island Railroad worker who dedicates his time as a volunteer to collect food for animals. So keep that number handy, 631-484-3085. Thank you, Gary. Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929, and plans are in the works to bring about the first news conference on nursing homes to present solutions to the world. You see, the politicians will have no excuse, especially after we do this news conference, because we're going to send it out, you know, whether the media comes or not. I guarantee you, we're going to send that damn thing out all over, and they're going to get it. So the politicians, especially those who want to be president of this country, will have no excuse. And if they really want to get those millions of votes, they should address this problem and a good way to get rid of the nursing home. So that's coming up hopefully in December. We have to go according to scheduling with the silo and so on. 631-880-7929, the silo phone number. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, our Inner Sight hotline. 631-224-3090. We thank all our friends, all our listeners for keeping the show up and for bringing it to the number one slot in the world.
That's awesome.
On the what?
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, look, go see if you can find a number.
Oh, for
all right.
What?
Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world: Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the beautiful children. Let me put Elijah and Eve in there, two little beautiful angels that I've had the honor of meeting recently, my friend Andrea. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Excuse me. Extra mile for that child. All right. Let's see. We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, and get the real story on the mortgage business. Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Islip Cleaners, one of our donors. Thank you so much. Suffolk Bus Corp, of course. Suffolk Bus Corp is our biggest donor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, John Corrado, and your whole staff. All right. Inner Sight, every weeknight, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. And we are determined to get a million listeners. That's the long-term goal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Got any numbers?
For what? I couldn't hear you.
Number for the listeners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do.
Number for the listeners.
That's not
all
a
right.
problem.
Inner sight around the world and brought to you by Able News. You can run the Able News whenever you have
it. Yeah, I could do that now. But I got 22,103, by the way.
What is it?
122,103.
Oh, all right. It went up a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
Those three people could be very important.
That's true.
Every person is important, especially
important.
If they listen to the inside. Mm-hmm. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Hold on. I'm on the
Here
page waiting.
Angela Melanie.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, before we continue with our subject, reports on our calling for prayers, and I'm happy and proud to say that they're all good reports. Brian, my friend's uncle, is back home, doing
okay.
Well out of the hospital. Our friend, one of our volunteers' son, John, who was stricken with a brain aneurysm, is still alive. I don't know if he's home. We don't have any details, but we got word that he's alive, and we'll try to get more details for you. We've asked for prayers for John, and they seem to be working. So keep those prayers up. Mr. Kennedy's wife, I heard a couple of weeks ago, was doing better. So
okay.
Prayers for all.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them going. We got the power of God on inner sight. And we always
that makes
work.
Me smile.
All right. Yes. The government does not belong in our business.
No.
Now let me explain to you the concept that the politicians should undertake. And keep in mind, this concept will help everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are making a big noise over how this country is wasting money. And I agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're wasting money on stupid things. So what needs to be done first is to change this ridiculous criteria where the government gives us money, you know, when you're disabled and all that. First of all, the government owes us that money. They owe us for every moment that we don't have accessibility like everybody else has. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. That's what they owe us for.
Right. We have a call when you get a chance.
Yeah, hold on, call. So keep that in mind. They owe us, all right? Now, number one, get rid of this stupid-ass way of treating people where you have to be in their business, you know, this recertification. All that is butting into people's business. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. How do we know that the people that are recertifying us are qualified to do that? How do we know
mm-hmm.
that?
We don't
know how they live. We don't know them. But in addition to that, the government is butting into our business when they owe us that money. The criteria should be that a person is disabled, boom, they're qualified. That's it. That should be the only criteria that we face. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're going to count that as income, they got a hell of a long way to go to repay us for the money that they owe us.
That's right.
You want to count that as income? All right. How much, take me. How much does mm-hmm. the government owe me for 35, 40 years being denied a guidebook? What do they owe me for that? They protect everybody else. Why not a person who's denied a guidebook?
Yeah.
See? So if they had to pay me for that,
mm-hmm.
in my way of thinking, it would be $1 million for every year. And that's low. My lawyer wants it higher.
He does?
$1 million for every year. $40 million they owe me.
Wow.
So bearing that in mind that the government owes us because they haven't given us accessibility, they ought to change the criteria that they're dealing with. Get rid of this stupid idea of recertification. A person mm-hmm. is disabled. You get it. You get it documented. You get them examined by a doctor, medical proof that they want. You get that. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't penalize somebody if they get a little something extra and they're trying to get help.
Right.
Now that's number one. Number two, very important. The government should set things up so that we can partner with the agencies that are supposed to help us. Now, there's where they can save the money. And there's where it comes in that it helps everyone. Because people attack to death in this system. Especially for the nursing homes. And the last figure I know, $192 billion.
Yeah.
You know, I'm afraid to even announce the recent figure. Do we have a recent figure?
No, I've been looking every week. I make it my business on Friday. I look at that. There's nothing yet.
So the government is so damn afraid they won't even announce the recent figure. That's my interpretation of that.
That is. You know why I'm laughing? That's something we would say on InnerSight and not people wouldn't say on their podcast.
They don't want people to know.
That's right.
They haven't put it out. Keep looking for it.
I will.
So
I know the name of the website. Skilled, if anybody finds it before me, tell it to Frank on his hotline. That's 631-224-3090. I'm going to be looking as well, but if you find it before me, call that number and leave it for me, please.
What is it, Skilled Nursing or something?
Skilled Nursing News, yeah.
Yeah.
But it came from the Department of what's that, the Social Security and all that. That's where it came from.
So there you have a major step, you know, to allow us to partner up with the agencies, mandate the agencies, change their mission system if need be, mandate the agencies to raise money to help us so that the government can cut back and save money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way, let me explain the way it should work and then we'll go to the phone. The way it should work. Similar to the way it worked with the food money program. Put the money in a card, government puts half, agency put half. And remember, it's not based anymore on income.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the fact that the person is disabled. So if they need a little extra toward the middle of the month or the end of the month, the agency can raise that money. You see the flexibility mm-hmm. that should be there?
Very flexible.
It makes sense. It's common
mm-hmm.
sense.
It is.
And the agencies are going to love it because it gives them an excuse to raise money. I mean, come on my damn-ass television show and talk about it. Come on my website. Come on the podcast. Give it to every podcast on the disabled in this world. I bet you the money would come flying in if they let us, especially if they took an Ira Tucker Jr. and said, Ira, set this campaign up. Let me tell you something. We would have celebrities calling us off the wall if we hooked this up right. I know
it.
Because I did it before.
That's right.
I brought Stevie and Ray Charles together on the same stage, and it was a blowout night. It was sold out. You couldn't even get in. I know we can do it again, but we've got to get people behind us. It's got to start, and it's got to start with the damn politicians. All right, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Yes. That one caller who was waiting. I'm going to put him through.
All right. Let's take a phone call. Keep it clean. Inner Sight Live. Hello. Frank! Who is this?
No! This is an abomination that the government's doing.
That's right. I agree.
Just wanted to call up and let you know that you're giving out good advice. Don't feel bad if I don't take the advice.
That's all right.
What? I've been listening to you for about 15 minutes.
Oh. All right. Well, how am I doing?
Yeah, you're doing real good. Yeah.
Well, I get a lot of practice.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
And I've learned how to practice down the sewer for many years. I mean,
you wouldn't squeal, would you?
No. I'm going to squeal on the government.
Hey, Frank, when I call you, your phone's not working again, you know.
I don't know what happened to it. It was on earlier, and now I don't know why.
You can't leave a message. All your
I know.
All your messages are full. You can't leave a message.
Yeah, I got to get I got to learn how to clear it out myself, you know.
You might be missing some vital calls.
I'm going to try it later. Nah, it's mostly bogus stuff, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But they got the Inner Sight Hotline. They got my other phone. They can call there.
At home, right?
224-309-0631. Anyway, it's a surprise to have you on the show.
That's nice.
That's it. Well, I just want to know one thing. I charge you $1 an hour.
Buck an hour.
Mail me the check whenever you can.
You would charge.
Your advice.
An hour.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Good job.
Take care.
Your good work.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Mystery caller.
I think I know who it is.
All right.
But I'm not going to say. We have Booby waiting for you.
What?
Booby is waiting for you.
Louie?
Yeah.
Tonight? All right, let's get Louie. Let's get Louie on. He was supposed to call in last night. Inner Sight, Louie the Lips. Live. Hello.
Hey, Louie.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Hey, hi, Frank.
I'm good. Yeah, what happened to you last night or Tuesday night? You didn't call in.
I don't know. My mother's on the phone.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Well, hey, Frank, I miss Suzanne. Hey, Frank, hold on. I miss Suzanne. What did I call her? She wasn't there on Friday. And then you spoke to me on Friday, just me and you on the phone on the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Well, we got this Friday coming up.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, in fact.
No.
The Funnies will be on tomorrow night.
Yep, that's right.
You going to play some cucaracha drums or what?
Maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Play the conga. You know, it'd be good if you could play the conga and tell some jokes in Spanish
That'd
and English.
Good. That's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
It would be.
Something like that. Mm. Hey, Louie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have a joke book? Spanish joke book?
Which I have. I don't have it.
I wonder if we can get one. Try to get one.
You can read it.
I look for joke books in Amazon. Not too many are free or not so free on the podcast. You got to look. So just letting you know.
Get a Spanish joke book with the English in it.
Yeah.
And we can.
We have another caller. I don't recognize the area code, so I'd like to let the person in after the week.
We could. Hold it. Yo, don't take over my show. Hold on, caller. Right. Louie.
Yeah.
Try to get a Spanish joke book with the English. You know, see if you can get one. I'll check it out.
I can do a joke on Besame Mucho.
Yeah. But we want to do
la
more.
La cucaracha, hey, mi cucaracha, la, 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 la.
That's it. give us the promo Friday before you go.
Hey, Suzanne, I'm glad I hear your voice.
Thank you. I was in a hospital emergency room for God knows how long. Sorry about that.
Were you at home or in a hospital?
Now I'm home, yeah, thank God. I told him I didn't want to stay.
Okay. Okay, now you, Frank, repeat that one more time.
Yeah, give me a promo for tomorrow night's show. We got to get people to tune in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure you tune in tomorrow night. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. for the Blog Talk Radio Frolics. I call up Rosanna Dana, Pepper Treat, Lauren Harwells, the Honeymooners, what else? Lauren and Hardy, making a crack a funny bone. And we gotta get Buffy Costello on this phone and call up Block Talk Radio. She might want to catch you cracking her funny bone.
All right. I want to ask Buffy if she thinks Louie is too fat.
Oh, God, maybe go to the bathroom, Frank. Let it out.
Louie can't fit in the bathroom. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't want to get a sour stomach, Frank.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
On this site. With the home.
Hey,
Frank. Oh, you're getting me a good idea.
I'm going to bathroom. Don't want to pass gas.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, Jimmy Dinigan in the bathroom at school.
Oh, my.
Oh, will you hear that?
Another one?
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Yeah, thanks a lot, Lou, for calling.
Yeah.
And Suzanne, glad to hear your voice.
Thank you, Lou. I take that as a special hello. Thank you.
And you're in my heart.
Aw, exactly.
I love you.
Love you too, Lou. Take care, okay?
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
834 New York, inner sight. Clear the board. We still have another caller?
Yes, we do. Let's see if they want to talk or not.
Before we continue.
Yeah.
With our subject, stay out
Hello?
Of our business.
They're online, open.
All right. And to continue with our subject, yes, that would be the principle of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
To modify the system. Take away this stupid criteria of income. Make it so that a person is disabled, there's your criteria. Make it so that the agencies would be partnering with us. Now, not in our business. It's a difference when you're partnering with somebody and when you're butting into their business. Big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So make it that way. And in doing so, save millions and millions of dollars because you won't need these nursing homes anymore. You can get rid of them.
Thank God.
And and another thing, if the service dog schools who have been negligent in the death of Milton, if they're not licensed and regulated, and the American Disability Act says that you can train your dog on your own, then why not have the government put up half the money for a guide dog and have the agencies raise half? Now you have that in a fund if you need it. Plus, if you want to deal with the traditional schools, go ahead. But now you're protected because you've got that money. You don't have to kiss nobody's ass.
That's true.
Especially with a school who murdered a guide dog.
That's right.
So there's the protection. And that money stays in the fund until at such time the person may need it. So in other words, that makes it just a one-time fundraiser. Person wants to deal with the school, go ahead. You want to do it on your own? You want to do a combination of it? You know? These schools should be regulated and licensed, and the money should be there. We shouldn't have to go beg a school and fight with them and not know and go on a long waiting list and not know if a dog is being provided for us or not. And the place is not licensed. You can't even question them. You can't even get them on anything that they're doing wrong. So that's another part of this. The partner up with the agencies, get the government out of our business, start turning these nursing homes into accessible housing, and let the agencies and the government provide the funding to keep a person safely in their own home.
Yay.
That's the whole picture. And, of course, then start raising money to make things accessible. The agencies and the government should share that. That's another big reason why things aren't being made accessible. Because people fight over who's going to pay for it. Well, there should be no fight. It should be a partnership.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So there you have the inner sight way. How the government can get out of our business. Nobody in their right mind wants somebody running their life, especially if that someone is dipping into their resources and always looking for ways to eliminate or to lower those resources. A friend of mine in Massachusetts, I spoke of her earlier, multiply disabled, they reduced her food stamp to $47 a month. Now, where the hell are the agencies?
Right.
And how, you know, and I told her, I said, immediately you ought to ask for a fair hearing and let's publicize it. Let's let people mm-hmm. know what we got to go through. So we need desperately to change this system that mm-hmm. is minding everybody's business who's disabled.
That's right.
I mean, there's so many different ways that this is happening. Look at the medical end mm-hmm. of this. How many people are disabled are forced to go to doctors who keep giving them drugs with horrendous side effects because those people cannot afford to go to a different kind of doctor who would use organic medicine that's safe. Millions of people are suffering because of that because they don't have the funds. The medical thing should work the same way. Half right. from the government, half from the agency. Then the person could have a choice. Oh, I heard about this doctor online, on the YouTube. I want to go to him. I want to consult him or her. They would be able to do it. The government has no business in our lives in that way. They're the ones who created this mess. They're the ones who made it so we can't read these things. Now, every day, there's evidence of that. So this is the inner sight idea. This is what needs to be done. And we work toward this goal all the time, day and night. And we're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the day or the hour, but I know it's going to happen because it's the right thing to happen.
Exactly.
And people want it to happen. You know, anybody who doesn't feel comfortable with having the money putting in their name in a card. Now, you know how that would work. You could only use the money for the purpose in which it's intended. In other words, you can't take your guide dog money and use it for anything else. The card won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be for your guide dog and so on and so forth. So anybody who doesn't want to be a part of that, let them designate someone that they trust to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see why they wouldn't want to be a part of it.
That'd be great.
You know, to have the government out of your business
mm-hmm.
and run your own life and have the best part is you would have what you need to run your own life. That's all we're asking. We're not asking to make every disabled person in this country rich. No, that's a whole other thing. But people would have more of a chance to get a job and to operate their own business if they didn't have to struggle every day with the stupid, simple thing. Oh, am I allowed to make this much or that much or this? Do I have too much money in the bank? I'm disabled, you know, all kinds of stupidity. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What are they? I think the government is afraid that disabled people are going to get rich. That's the stupid feeling.
I feel that.
That I sometimes get, that's what they're afraid of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they make it fraudulent. Supposedly, it's fraudulent if you don't report certain income. Well, that shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Not be. A person has a right to better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this world operates, to better yourself means you've got more resources. And that's why I started in a site. I had a dream one night that every disabled person started a nonprofit agency. Now, then that would be phenomenal, because then they could mm-hmm. raise money and use that money to help the disabled.
Right.
So what is that dream pointing to? I believe it's pointing to get the government out of our business.
Right.
And enable us to have what we need, where we can't struggle, or we don't have to struggle for it. Enable a disabled person to go to a rehab center where people are not going to push them and advertise nursing homes. Where the waiver program, so-called, the way it is now, but where the waiver program will really mean a waiver.
That's
a
right.
permanent waiver.
Mm-hmm.
An everlasting waiver. We don't
have
that.
I got something
to
add to that, Frank, when you're ready.
What?
I have something to add to that when you're ready.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. People, when they see, you know, a little bit of what people had, you know, spent on, I've noticed that they've been saying, oh, we don't need to, we gave to the thing a small amount. I don't mind that. If they give constantly, that's a great thing, because then it all equals up to helping a disabled person. It really does.
Wait a minute, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't think anybody else does.
No, what I am saying
is... Put that
into
simple language.
Basically, people who are, you know, waiting for stuff and people who are trying to get things done are not being serviced in the right way. So if the government or even the agencies could get some funding, you know, that would help the disabled, you know, if they get it.
Waiting for what?
I'm sorry. The waiver program didn't accept me. Okay, I just wanted to say that. And the only reason why they didn't accept me, I think, is because I do a podcast or I do something. I don't know. But I never got a chance to call because I didn't want to. I felt really weird calling. But everybody has to call and fight for their rights.
You've got to demand a hearing.
That's
now,
right.
Here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a person is violated and their rights are, and they're not accepted by any of these programs, we urge you to demand a hearing. If you need an organization behind you, call Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And we'll get behind you. We'll prepare a news release. We'll talk to our lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll support you. But the person has to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just let it happen.
Right.
And that's what has to be done. That's what should be done. That's why
yeah.
these things never change a lot of times, because people let it go and they don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who's going through that, demand a hearing. Those programs
yeah.
are funded by the federal government. There's a hearing system for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to use it. I demanded a hearing on my rent,
mm-hmm.
the Section 8, and they lowered it.
That's great.
They didn't even want me to have a hearing because they knew that they were wrong.
That's
they
right.
They didn't give me information in Braille. They don't want that made public. I spoke to a friend of mine who's one of the biggest news editors out here of the four major papers in this county.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the Section 8, I said, I have a friend who's an editor who wants to write a story about this. What are you going to do? They lowered my rent. They sent
That's
me a Braille
right.
letter.
There you go.
So do it. If you weren't accepted by a waiver program or whatever it is, demand that hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do. If you don't do it, it's partly your fault.
No. I'm pissed off at them mostly. I want them to do it.
Nobody's going to do it for you. You gotta call up and demand a hearing. Let them. They should take the application right on the phone.
Yeah, they should, but they don't. They have the people do it for you.
They
have the people do it for you.
Call the lawyer and tell them.
Yeah.
He'll make them do it.
Of course. I had a card sent to me, you know, a little in advance of my birthday from a thing, and I couldn't read it. You know, I think a lot of things should be changed.
Somebody sent you a card for your birthday and you couldn't read it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it happens every day of the week. People can't read
that. Yeah. Oh, I know.
So there's the whole thing in a nutshell. You know, change the system. Change the criteria. Partner us up with the agencies to raise money to help people. Get rid of the stupidity of this criteria stuff. If you're going to have a waiver program, make it a waiver program, not a half-assed situation where you can fall into a trap and now there's no more waiver. That doesn't mean a damn thing. That only promotes the nursing home. That's all that's about.
Right.
So InnerSight, once again, has the solution. We're going to try to present it to the presidential candidates. Of course, we all know how hard that is. These people don't listen to us.
Yep.
We're going to still try. Because
we
want to be able to say, hey, we presented this to so-and-so, and they didn't want it. So the blame will be on them, not on us. All right. Hey, we're brought to you by Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape? Call Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. And don't forget, tomorrow night's our funnies. We'll have some fun over here. Hope to have Sweet Pepper Treat. Louie will be here, of course. And our special tomorrow night, Jimmy Dinigan in the school bathroom.
I remember that.
All right. So we'll do that. Well, there were two bathrooms. The one that they put in the classroom. There was a bathroom right in the classroom. Before that, there was the bathroom that you had to go to outside the classroom. So this is going to be the one outside.
That's right.
The classroom that Jimmy invaded.
Ladies and men's room he went into.
More night.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank all of our listeners, everyone who keeps InnerSight going. And once again, keep those prayers going for people who are struggling with their health, fighting for their lives. Hopefully they will discover more and more organic help and cures. It's the best way to go. All right, InnerSight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And we're going to be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9 on the Funnies. Let's see, next week's a short week. Monday, Tuesday, and that's it. We're going to take off Thanksgiving.
Yay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll take off a long weekend next week. Put on some reruns. But we'll do our Thanksgiving show combination with open mic.
That's
probably
good.
On two.
Okay.
Remember, this show now has become for everyone. Because everyone can benefit by these things that we want and are proposing to the government. It's not just us anymore. It's people in the future who will become disabled. And we know that many will. I hate to say it, but it's true. Happens every day. Thousands and thousands of people are going to become disabled. And that's another reason why we have got to modify this system. Because if we don't, those people are not going to have a full productive life.
No battery. No battery. No battery.
They're going to be forced to live a subterranean life, lower than what should be, if this system remains the way it is, especially with these stupid-ass nursing homes. That's got to be one of the worst.
Yeah, it is.
So inner sight is for everyone, and I think that's a big reason why we're number one, because people are beginning to realize that. We're not just addressing the disabled now, today.
No.
We're addressing anyone and everyone who will become disabled. And those people still deserve to live a full life. And that's what this is about. And that's why everything should be there. That's why that sign should have been there with that girl's name behind the counter today in the store. Everybody else could read her name, but not me.
Right.
Simple little things mean a lot.
It does.
That's why that big truck stop sign that was lowered, that I could read. I had to go right up to it, but I could read it. That sign, a sign like that, should be on every pole in this country so everybody could read it. And you know better what's going on when you read it. If you know there's a stop sign there, you can handle the situation better.
Right.
And by the way, on that name tag on that girl, I tried to get my phone to read it, and it wouldn't.
See?
So don't tell me that these phones are the answer, because they're not. In many ways, they make it worse for you. Inner Sight. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thanks so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight forever.
Good night, everyone. Take care.